Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my first guests today are here from the National Weather Service for our monthly segment, Wonderful Weather Wednesdays. Welcome, Joel and Jake. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Thanks so much for being here. Joel Curtis, you're the Warning Coordination Meteorologist, and Jake Ruckman, you're one of the newest meteorologists at National Weather Service Juno. You're both here to talk about a number of things related to the seasonal forecast, but Jake, I wanted to give you the opportunity to introduce yourself and tell us how long you've been here in Juno.
Oh, sure. Well, I arrived in Juno on March 11th. This is not my first job with the National Weather Service. I was previously for 4 years in Blacksburg, Virginia. You know, before that, I got my degree from St. Louis University. I actually have 4 years of forecasting experience with the United States Air Force as well.
You also said you're no stranger to radio. Do you have a little bit of experience on the radio?
Yeah, for about a year while I was in Blacksburg, I actually helped out a friend of mine by providing him with game day weather for the football Hokies. So,
well, this is your first time on Juno Afternoon, so welcome, and we'll go easy on you.
All right, thank you.
Okay, so let's start off with a look back at May. I have a little bit of last month's interview with Julie Copens and Joel, so we can check back on just a couple of the things that were said in that interview.
The signal is very, very strong that we're going to have a warmer than normal summer. Mm. And that's pretty easy when you consider that, one, we're in climate change, and number two is that we're getting at the end of our normal period. So they take the normals on a 10-year basis, and we're working on the next normal numbers that we get will be from 2010 to 2020.
Okay.
So we're on the backside. So it'll always seem like we're really much warmer than normal, because we're comparing it to a different decade,
right,
or so. Okay, so you get that part. But then the harder thing to forecast, especially in the long range, is precipitation. And what the Climate Prediction Center is forecasting is below normal precipitation through July. But then when you look at the months of June, July, and August, they're saying equal chances. So this is a probabilistic forecast.
Okay, I'm going to stop that there. And Joel, do you have anything to add to that?
No, I think that it was actually the Climate Prediction Center forecasts are working out actually pretty good. First of all, for the month of May for Juno, we had a temperature running above normal, about on the average about 4 degrees above normal for the maximum temperature, and about 1 degree above normal for the minimum temperatures. So our average maximum temperature for the month was 60.6 degrees Fahrenheit. And we got the normal is 56.6. So as you can see, we're running a warmer than normal, and that's what the prediction was. And same thing with our lows. It's interesting that our low average low temperature was 51.5 degrees, and we're used to having the low temperatures in the upper 40s. So again, that climbing up of the temperature a little bit warmer than normal. Precipitation-wise, normally we would expect about 3.4 inches for the month of May, and we got 2.8, which gives us a deficit of 0.6. So again, the precipitation running below normal too, meaning drying. But I have to tell you that the southern panhandle is in much worse shape. They're definitely running below normal. There are issues that are occurring with that down there. Reservoirs are in real low levels and such. I want to, though, tell you that a drought for Southeast Alaska like this is not unprecedented.
Mm-hmm.
The worst part of this drought, in my opinion, is the lack of snowpack for the last 2 years. And so that's your money in the bank, and that's the water that you're going to get later in the season, so it all melts down, and we just don't have any up there in comparison. So we're really far behind on the snowpack, and that's going to continue to impact us.
That's very that's interesting. And sorry to hear that we weren't able to catch up on precipitation over the last month. And well, let's look ahead a little bit. I'm going to turn to you, Jake. How's the forecast looking for June?
The forecast for June, we're going to continue that trend of above normal temperatures. And that's not even just for Juneau. Pretty much all of Alaska will be seeing expecting above average temperatures for the month of June, and also very much likely for the rest of the season as well. There are some pretty good signals that the next couple of weeks we could see slightly above average precipitation. However, for the month of June as a whole, right now the forecast is still trending. We're kind of in between. June is normally one of our drier months. But there is, as I said, some signal that there could be some additional moisture than normal. But because it is typically one of our drier months, they're kind of butting heads with each other. So the actual forecast is for equal chances. It could slide either side of normal for this month.
That's interesting. I want to go back to something Joel was saying. Obviously, we've got a low snowpack already, and that's not going to change until the fall or winter. But if we do get a lot more rain this summer, can we kind of catch up? Will we be able to bring up some of our reservoirs to a
so,
higher level?
So I was consulting with our service hydrologist, many of you know Aaron Jacobs, and Aaron was telling me just before we left the office that we're going to need something like 1.25, so 1.25 times our normal precip to just to begin to catch up.
Wow.
So I would just have to say that I'm pessimistic until we get into our fall rains, and then from there we don't really have a strong signal yet, but we'll be talking about that in later weeks as far as as we get closer to the event, the forecast will obviously be more accurate. So I'd like to wait and see what they're going to predict for the fall in the next month or two.
So right now we've got the seasonal forecast that basically includes May, June, July, and then we'll get another seasonal forecast in July for August and so on.
Yeah. The seasonal forecast advanced by a month, and then we look at the monthly forecast as well. But all of these are based on signals that you see in the atmosphere that are there's a technical term called teleconnections, but essentially a lot of people have heard the phenomena called El Niño or La Niña, or another one is the Pacific Decadal Oscillation. All of these signals combine to give you some indication of what's going to happen in a long-range future. Is it dead accuracy? No. But so far, the forecasts have been working out pretty good as to what they've been saying.
There are trends, and the weather follows the trends.
Right.
You had mentioned that a drought like we're experiencing now well, can we officially call it a drought?
Yes, certainly for the southern half of the panhandle. Started a line from about Petersburg. Sitka doesn't seem to be having very many impacts right now. So let's draw that line to maybe from Port Alexander to Petersburg or so. Anywhere south of there, they're definitely in a drought.
And you'd said it wasn't unprecedented. What were some of the some of the short-term and long-term effects of that drought the last time it happened? And when was the last time that happened?
Well, I think, first of all, I don't have a figure on when the last time it happened. But again, Aaron had gone through the climate records and said this has happened before. But I think the biggest impact of all is probably the hydroelectric generation, that you just don't have that water to be able to spill and turn those turbines. So what you end up with is having to burn diesel fuel. But also we have to think about things like drinking water, the salmon streams, even the forest ecosystem is impacted by drier conditions. So that's something scientists that are interested in Southeast Alaska are really looking at right now.
Well, thanks, Joel, for that information and that recap. I don't know if I would have ever said this before, but I guess everybody do their rain dances.
Yeah, no, really. I mean, it's part of our natural environment here. And just as a side note, just as we left the office, they were getting a few lightning strikes up the Haines Road, right out the at the BC-Alaska border. So that was pretty interesting. And those cells were moving out of the north,
wow,
which was a little unusual too.
Thunderstorms, huh? How about that? All right. Well, thank you so much for the wonderful Weather Wednesday monthly forecast and all that we can expect in June in Juneau. The weekend is right around the corner, though. The days are almost as long as they're going to get.
Yep.
Solstice is approaching. People want to be outside. Jake, what can we expect for the weather this weekend?
Honestly, Friday looks like a pretty good day. We'll have some high temperatures around Juneau, probably in the low to mid-60s. Probably got a decent chance of seeing some sunshine. Saturday, I don't foresee it being really all that as good. We'll probably get some rain. There's not a significant chance of any rain, but it does exist. Sunday, between the 2 days of the weekend, is going to be the pick day. Again, we'll go right back to those low to mid 60 temps and probably get a few sun rays on us.
Sounds pretty good. Joel and Jake, thanks so much for being here for Wonderful Weather Wednesdays. I really appreciate the information. It's interesting stuff, and we will see you guys again next month. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank
you. You're welcome.